Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're plunging into something that, well, it touches pretty much everyone online. AI chatbots. I mean, these tools are incredible, right? They've totally changed how we interact with stuff online. They're like these trusted assistants for millions. You know, think about asking quick questions or even help with your banking. Big names like Bank of America, they've seen huge jumps in customer engagement using their AI. It's all about making things easier. But okay, here's the thing, and it's a bit unsettling, this big leap forward. It kind of comes with this hidden vulnerability. We're seeing this worrying trend where cyber criminals are really actively looking for ways to exploit AI chatbot weaknesses, and they're aiming for your sensitive financial info. So that's why we've got our expert here to help us unpack this, the mission for this deep dive. We want to uncover the specific, sometimes kind of surprising ways these tools, which seem so helpful, are being turned against us, and crucially, give you solid steps to protect your financial security. So what are we looking at? We're going to dive into how attackers are using tactics like malicious link recommendations, way better phishing campaigns, and even this thing with domain registration exploitation. Basically, criminals grabbing web addresses that chatbots suggest, just waiting for someone to click. We'll look at why you maybe can't always trust those chatbot links, check out some, frankly, alarming stats on their accuracy, and some real cases like that Wells Fargo incident. And then, yeah, 7 key steps to lock down your banking accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. The rise of AI, it offers, you know, huge benefits, no doubt about it. But understanding the security side is just essential for anyone online today. If you think about the bigger picture, it just means sort of critical thinking and being watchful.
Mm-hmm.
It's more vital than ever, especially with your money.
That's a chilling thought, honestly. From your perspective, what's the sneakiest, the most insidious way criminals are using these AI tools? Is it totally new stuff or just like supercharged old tricks?
Well, a big one, and yeah, pretty insidious, is through these malicious link recommendations. Imagine you just, you know, ask a chatbot for your bank's login page.
Yeah.
The chatbot, it sounds confident, right? But it might give you a wrong link or worse, a dangerous one. But here's the really shocking part. Cyber criminals are actually watching what these AIs suggest. And then they go and register any domain names that sound legit but aren't actually used yet.
Yeah.
The chatbot happens to mention. So they're setting up these really sophisticated phishing traps, just waiting. It's almost like they're laying mines ahead of time.
Wow. So they're not just reacting. They're anticipating what the AI might spit out and setting the trap first.
Right.
That's next level. And I guess this ties right into how they're using generative AI for better phishing attacks, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the real game changer here. The first key thing for listeners, I think. Generative AI isn't just making phishing better. It's making it fundamentally different. Attackers are now using this tech to craft these incredibly realistic phishing emails, fake banking sites, stuff that's almost impossible to tell from the real thing. We're talking scams way more convincing than the, you know, the old clumsy attempts we used to see. It makes them super hard to spot. Even if you're careful, it's not just a typo in an email anymore. It's like a near perfect copy. It's almost like the AI chatbot is this very polite, very sure of itself con artist, you know. You just kind of want to trust it because it sounds so certain. Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect analogy. Yeah, it really hits home how our sort of natural trust in these helpful tools can be used against us, which brings up a question. If these AI models are so smart, why aren't they better at catching their own mistakes? Why do they keep suggesting bad links?
That is a critical point. And the data, well, is pretty alarming. Research shows that when you ask chatbots for login pages, banking, or retail, only about maybe 2/3 of the links they give are actually right. That means over 1/3, more than 1 in 3, lead to dodgy sites or totally unrelated places. That's not just a small error margin. It's a serious vulnerability.
Yeah.
And it comes from this false sense of security they create.
More than 1/3. Wow, that's huge when you're talking about your bank account login. And yeah, it's made worse by that false confidence you mentioned. The AI sounds so authoritative, so sure, it just lulls you into thinking, oh, well, the AI said it must be okay. You just assume it's right.
And it's also worth pointing out, smaller places are particularly vulnerable. You know, lesser known banks, credit unions, their info might be missing or just incomplete in the AI's training data. So that leads to more hallucinated URLs, basically made up ones, just because the AI doesn't actually know the right answer. It's not being malicious itself, the AI, but the result for the user is just as bad.
And we've actually seen this happen in the real world. Can you walk us through that Wells Fargo example? It sounds like it shows this threat perfectly.
Sure. So security researchers, Netcraft, they found this really worrying case. An AI chatbot gave a Google Sites page as the main result for Wells Fargo login.
Hmm.
And that page turned out to be a really sophisticated phishing site built just to steal customer logins. The real legitimate Wells Fargo site was actually like buried further down the list. It just shows how precise and how dangerous these attacks that exploit AI can be.
So the AI actually put the fake site above the real one. That is incredibly alarming. And this isn't just a one-off thing, is it?
No, not at all. Studies are showing that maybe 30, even 40% of banking and retail site links that AI chatbots suggest could potentially send users to phishing sites. Sites that look a lot like the real bank. It's a problem across the board. Really underscores how easily we can get tricked.
Okay. So for you listening, what does all this actually mean for your security and how do we protect ourselves now? We've got seven essential steps to help keep your bank account safe. First one up, and this feels like the absolute golden rule now. Never, ever click AI-generated links. Seriously. Always type the URL directly into your browser or use an official bookmark. Don't click what the chatbot gives you.
Exactly. That's not just advice. It's non-negotiable, really. Second, scrutinize domain names.
Yeah.
Really look closely. Check for tiny misspellings, weird characters, odd domain endings like .xyz instead of .com, stuff like that. If anything feels even slightly off, just don't go there. Your own vigilance is your best first defense.
Third step, set up two-factor authentication. And importantly, try to use an authenticator app instead of SMS texts if you can. Those texts can sometimes be intercepted. Apps are generally much more secure for all your financial accounts.
Number four ties right back to what we were saying.
Yeah.
Avoid logging in with AI help. Just go directly to your banking site yourself. Don't trust a chatbot or even a general search engine result for the login page. That tiny bit of extra effort, it's a massive security boost.
Fifth, if you see something weird, report it. If an AI gives you a questionable URL, flag it. Your feedback actually helps make these systems safer for everyone else. It's kind of, you know, how we all help clean up the internet a bit.
Our sixth step is, well, it's keeping your security software updated. Keep your browsers current, use good antivirus software, especially one with anti-phishing features. These tools are always being updated to fight the latest threats. You know, the basics, but they matter.
And finally, number seven, use password managers. These are fantastic. They create really strong, unique passwords for all your different accounts, and many can actually spot fake login pages, stopping you from giving away your details on a scam site. They're a great safety net, takes the pressure off you remembering everything. So, yeah, we've kind of come full circle. AI chatbots, they offer amazing convenience. Nobody's denying that. But this deep dive, I think, has really shone a light on the pretty sophisticated security risks they bring, especially with these AI-boosted phishing attacks. The threats are getting smarter, so our defenses have to as well.
Yeah, a really key takeaway here, I think, is that just knowing about security in general, the traditional awareness, it might not be enough anymore. Which raises a big question for all of us, right? How do we stay ahead? And the answer is, well, it's by really understanding these specific AI threats we've talked about and actually doing the protective steps diligently. You know, from never clicking those AI links to using authenticator apps and password managers. If you get that little feeling, that tiny doubt in your gut, that's your brain's alarm system. Listen to it, especially when your money's on the line.
So what's the bottom line for you, practically speaking? It means when you're dealing with banking, with the sensitive financial stuff, going direct is always the safest bet. Your financial security is definitely worth the extra, what, 5 seconds it takes to type in the website address yourself or click a trusted bookmark you saved earlier.
Exactly. And in a world where AI is just constantly changing, our understanding of where it can go wrong, its vulnerabilities, has to change just as fast. Staying informed, being proactive. It's not just about dodging one specific scam. It's really about building a resilient mindset so you can navigate this whole digital future safely and, you know, feel confident doing it.